Hey everyone, my name's Chloe Vasquez, and I'll be the host for today's podcast. And in this segment, I will be talking about why mental health is important and it should be addressed a lot more. I've come to this realization when I began to take psychology this year, and I learned about different mental illnesses and how they are truly unaddressed, and because of this, so many people suffer from mental illnesses today. I also have even noticed that a lot of people, well, in my case, students, use a lot of these terms inappropriately, and it's because so many people are just unaware about mental illnesses, and in some cases, they just don't really know what they are. But that's okay, because I'll give a brief explanation on what they are and how we can address them more to help those around us. In this podcast, I also will be interviewing my psychology teacher, Ms. Fran, who will be able to provide another reason on why mental health is so important and should be addressed. But that'll be a little later in the podcast. So, what exactly is a mental illness? Well, a mental illness is a wide range of conditions that can affect your mood, behavior, and even the way you think. In more severe cases, mental illnesses can affect your life and even the way you live. Before doing this podcast, I did a little research on how many people are affected by mental illnesses, and in my opinion, what I found was quite shocking. Here are some statistics on how many people are affected by mental illnesses. 43.8 million Americans, or 1 through 5 Americans, experience a mental illness a year. Now, that may not seem like a lot, but in other words, let's say an average classroom has about 24 to 25 students. That would mean that just in that one class, 4 or 5 kids could have or even had an experience with a mental illness. Approximately 1 in 25 adults deal with a serious mental illness that can interfere with their life activities, such as depression, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and so many more. The three most major mood disorders that are hospitalized are major depression, dysthymic disorder, and bipolar disorder from ages 18 to 44. More than 90% of people who commit suicide have shown symptoms of a mental health condition. This last statistic really surprised me, considering that I'm in this age range and I go to school with people who are around the same age. But 1 through 5 kids through the ages of 13 to 18, or 21.4%, experience a severe mental disorder at some point in their lives. So today I have Ms. Fran, who will provide us some more info on why mental health is important and it should be addressed a lot more.
Mental health is important because it is essentially who we are, right? It is a part of our body. It affects how we think, how we behave, how we act, everything that we do. And we should address it. We should take care of our mental health just like we would our physical body, okay? We go to the doctor, we get checkups, we do things to help prevent illness on our physical body. So we should do the same thing to help prevent mental illness on our minds.
How do you think we can help people who are suffering with mental illnesses?
I think we should provide them the supports that they need, and educating them on what is going on, educating them on success rates of overcoming and dealing with mental health issues, providing them with resources on who and where they can turn to get that support. I also think it's really important helping break the stigma that is around mental health in general, to make them feel more comfortable.
All right, well, thank you so much, Ms. Fran.
Thank you.
So how do we help those who are affected with mental illnesses? Finding out if the person is receiving help, and if not, then connect them to someone, or if not, you can even try and provide them the help that they need. Another way would be expressing your concern and supporting them in anything that they need. Always reassuring your friend or family member who is suffering from a mental illness knows that you care about them and that they're not alone, that no matter what they're going through, you'll always stay with them. You can try inviting that person to your plans or gatherings. By doing this, this could possibly help them feel less alone. But don't be too harsh with this, because in some situations, constantly inviting someone who is suffering from a mental illness can be very overwhelming for them. So just watch out for that. You can try and lightly talk about other things, like the weather, or even just some things that you saw during the day. This can give them other things to think about and could even in some cases help them stay calm and at ease. If they open up to you, just listen to them and make light comments. One thing you shouldn't do is to push them to say more or to continue. Once they are done explaining, and that's if they do, show them that you genuinely care for them and that you want to help. This could give them some hope that things can get better for them. So in conclusion, by acknowledging that mental illnesses are in fact a serious topic and should have been taken seriously from the beginning, we can begin to help those who are suffering with some of the previous things that I've said in the last segment. And this can help us be more aware, help those around us, and just understand how others may be feeling, even if we fully don't get it. So this is pretty much the end of my podcast. I hope this helped some of you out there who may have had some questions or are just trying to help those around you. And thank you guys for listening to my podcast.